Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
I'm Brian Goldfinger from Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. We'd like to wish you and your family a happy holiday season. Remember, if you're drinking, texting, smoking cannabis, you shouldn't drive, or somebody's going to have to hire my law firm to set things straight. Visit goldfingerlaw.com.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. The Toronto Raptors have just defeated the Washington Wizards for the second time this season, winning at the Air Canada Center / Scotiabank, whatever. By a score of 125 to 107. I'm not used to saying Scotiabank, man. I'm sorry. I'm a CIBC guy, but 125 to 107 over the Washington Wizards. Joining me to discuss only basketball and not saying anything else about anything. No slander, no yos, no nothing. No street talk is the horrible Assad.
Hello and good evening, William Liu. Quite a professional presentation you have here. Let's discuss some of the merits of this harrowing match that we witnessed tonight between the Washington Wizards and the Toronto Raptors. Quite a night in the National Basketball Association, yo, don't you think?
What is this, man?
Yo, man's was hating on my street talk out of my parents' basement. So I was like, yo, let me turn on the NPR. Yo, let's get the slander. John Wall ass, bro.
John Wall, man. Yo, I was so happy anytime John Wall shot the ball. John Wall had 11 points on 5 of 13 shooting, 1 of 7 from 3, 11 assists, but 7 turnovers. John Wall was ass, man. He was just terrible. And he, like, honestly didn't look like he was interested. Like, most of the time, he would just, like, there's a couple plays in the fourth quarter, he would just, like, dribble in one place, like, cross between his legs, like, 8 times, look like he was going to do something, and then just swing the ball. Like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, the Wizards are garbage. You know, the Raptors got out to an early lead. The Raptors finally hit some threes. We can talk about that. But mostly, you know, the Raptors got out to a 12-point lead after the first quarter. The Wizards came back. You know, their bench kind of played all right. I thought Satoransky was actually really key for them and pretty much their best point guard tonight. And, you know, the Wizards kind of, like, tried to jump the Raptors, try to punk the Raptors a little bit in the third quarter coming out of halftime with a 9-0 run to actually take a 1-0 lead. Or not a 1-0 lead, but a 1-point lead. And then the Raptors were like, you're not on our level. Kyle scores 5 points. Kawhi scores 5 points. You know, it gets back basically to a sustainable lead. OG comes on. He starts supplying some offense. And the Raptors basically just cruise from there.
And really, the only reason the Wizards even made that comeback in the third quarter was because Kawhi Leonard decided that the Wizards are so ass, he started treating it like a pickup game.
Okay.
Yo, Kawhi in the third quarter was hilarious. So I got so bored of the game, I just started, like, counting what Kawhi does because I was looking at some stats earlier in the day.
Okay.
Kawhi in the third quarter had 10 shots about, 10 or 11 shots, had 4 passes.
Hey, man, 2 of those were assists to OG.
Two of them were assists to OG Adenovi, yep. Which I'm pretty sure were accidental because he just thought that was his own reflection. Shout out Chris Wilder. But, yo, that was hilarious. I think Kawhi had his first pass of the third quarter with 6 minutes and 33 seconds left. And he had 8 shots by that point.
Listen, man. Kawhi Leonard.
And here's the thing. Kawhi had 4 defensive rebounds in that period.
Yeah. So he just, so entire possessions of just Kawhi.
And dribbled it right up the floor.
Man.
Oh, my God. And to be honest, he got a good look every time, which was also hilarious. Like, they were, like, kind of contested fadeaways, but he was, like, within 3 to 10 feet of the basket.
Yeah.
Which has been kind of a trouble area for him right now, but is, you know, technically a good shot for Kawhi Leonard, but quite hilarious. Raptors Twitter started getting into it as well. A solid drinking game if you want to remain sober. Is.
Wow. Wow.
Never quite that.
I mean, look, every shot is a good shot for Kawhi. And look, I thought he actually looked real sharp today, to be honest. I mean, there was maybe like two or three passes where I thought guys like Serge had an open shot. I think like maybe Pascal maybe had an open shot. I mean, I don't know, man. But I mean, like, Kawhi was, I thought he was really solid. This is probably his best game since he jammed his foot. Maybe that Celtics game a little bit, although he was a little bit sloppy in that one. This game, I mean, the fact that he only had one turnover is actually really nice. Kawhi's kind of racked up a couple turnovers here, but
and the fact that 27 he missed as points, many 10 shots rebounds? As he did, it's crazy.
I can't believe it because like, it looked like he was scoring every time.
Which are just like halfway inside the bucket, and they were like little like
yeah,
like tipped little floaters. So
yeah,
like Kawhi could have easily shot like 75% tonight. Like he airballed a three, which Kyle Lowry then saved and Serge Ibaka knocked in. Which I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna call that a pass too.
That's, you know what, he should really have three assists. It's nice to have Kawhi. Like in that third quarter stretch, when the Wizards had that 9-0 run, the Raptors, you know, Kyle hits a random corner three. It's like, okay, what? Well, that's a tough shot, but you know, it's a big shot, I guess. And then Kawhi just comes down the floor. He's like, yeah, I got an open three in the corner. I'll take that, and make it. I'm like, I got a little two dribble pull up mid range. I'll make that. And then defense are gonna collapse on me. I'll find OG for, you know, a cutting layup, and then also another three. And then it's like
Kyle hits another transition bucket. I've never seen a man look so bored while dominating.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's just like, yo, it must be demoralizing. Like, yo, you're making this run, yeah, like, and then he just looks at you with like this blank face. Much,
but like, it was also the Wizards' defense. He's like, man, I could make this pass, but I'm also like wide open.
Yeah.
These dudes aren't guarding me for anything. Like, he looks up, he's got Kelly Oubre on him. He's like, man.
Yeah. I was going to say, what were they doing? I feel like the best guy to guard him is probably Porter, but like I felt like Kawhi got all his buckets on like Wall and Beal, and I just think the Wizards are just really sloppy defensive. I mean, like, whatever. They're like one of the worst defensive teams in the league this year, and the Raptors just hung 125 on them with 32 assists. Really efficient night. But I just feel like, I mean, look, the Wizards are trash. I don't want to talk about the Wizards that much. One guy that I do want to focus on a little bit is OG. Him coming back from injury, missing the last three games of that wrist issue after Kyrie snatched him out of midair, basically, and there was no call at TD Garden, of course. But yeah, OG, 15 points, 6 of 11 shooting, 3 of 5 in 19 minutes off the bench. I thought he was probably the Raptors' second or third best player tonight, just based on his activity and like, I just felt like he was always getting in the right positions to get open, whether that was cutting to the basket when there was, you know, a lot of defense crowding around one guy, or just, you know, getting in the corners and hitting threes. Like, this is a great OG game, and it really made me realize how much the team has missed OG in this last couple of games, because, man, if OG being out there means, like, not playing Lorenzo Brown for, like, 15 minutes, I'm good. That alone is good, but the fact that he was also able to contribute offensively was... It's just nice, man. It's nice to have a good bench player, you know? Just yeah. One.
And, like, on top of that, like, OG was great tonight. Yeah. Came out great energy. But yeah. Also, I think the biggest, like, for me, the biggest turning point in this game, like, where this game really became, like, basically non-existent was when Fred decided to learn how to shoot again.
Yo.
And just goes, like, bonkers from the same spot. First of all, ends up open from the exact same spot.
Yeah.
Two plays in a row to hit a three. And then basically that from then on, like, the floodgates opened and it was over. But I do think I want to go back and I just want to see. I wonder what these guys' stats are on OVO nights, because I feel like the young guys kind of get hyped for when they got the jerseys on. They know that everybody's watching them.
Especially DeLon, man.
Oh, man.
Especially sauceless DeLon over here.
DeLon.
Four shooting, DeLon. Good
side
game.
Step three, yo.
He works on that. Like, every day in practice, he works on that.
It's a disgusting shot. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it doesn't look natural. But he had a nice little scoop layup, which Fred also had the same exact drive, exact same scoop layup. I think attacking another left corner. But, yeah, I mean, look, Fred was – I mean, look, the bench as a whole was really good. I mean, Serge was really central to all of that. You know, 27 minutes for Serge, plus 23, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks, a steal. Serge was just great in terms of anchoring that lineup, and I thought, you know, it was nice. I mean, it's just nice to see people contribute. I mean, like, let's not talk about too much about CJ Miles, because all this man does is shoot tough shots. But yeah, I mean, when the Raptors hit some threes, you know, especially the bench, if the bench can hit some threes, then they're a viable unit. If they can't, then, you know, they're terrible. But The Raptors as a whole, man. They hit 8 threes in the first quarter as part of a 38-point quarter. Finished with 17 of 39 shooting. The 32 assists. Like, it's nice that they can hit some open threes. It just makes such a big difference.
Honestly, like, that was... Like, once the Raptors can hit threes, it kind of just, like, blew the game open. And that was also where Washington basically lost the game, is that they were just... Outside of, like, Thomas Bryant, nobody was hitting threes, which is kind of hilarious. But that's what happens when your point guard's a brick mason, so...
his name's literally Wall.
Yeah, he spends the whole game building up his last name. They had a W last night. They got two L's coming.
Yo, John Wall gets paid $40 million to do the Dougie, and he doesn't Dougie anymore. I might have stole that from Twitter, but... It's very true in this case. It's actually kind of depressing watching Wall, to be honest, because I kind of like that, like, 2017 run where it was John Wall versus the Celtics. I was, like, rooting so hard for the Wizards that series because I just didn't want to see the Celtics go to the East Finals. And John Wall had so many great moments in that series, and I was like, man, John Wall could be great. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he could
really
just
put together. We should have known, like, as soon as the Wizards couldn't beat, like, Isaiah Thomas on one hip that they were.
Oh, my God.
A fraudulent team, but
bro,
you know
that team was ass. Like who was even was Al Horford even on that team?
No, that was Isaiah Thomas Celtics, wasn't it? Was he on that team? Al Horford was on that team.
He was, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Was ass. There's really no other analysis to put on this.
Terrible.
Actually, let me put on my NPR voice for this.
Yeah.
The Washington Wizards are ass.
This is the voice you use at your accounting job?
Basically.
The fourth quarter returns are like, yo, damn. The code switch, aside with the code switch. All right, let's hand out 3 stars. I mean, honestly, like, the Wizards are just, they're trash and they're going to blow up this team. Even though they're playing a little bit better of late, I thought, honestly, they had some good stretches and I don't know. The Raptors are just in a different class. But I mean, the Raptors defensively, I thought holding the Wizards to under 40% was really solid.
Especially after they gave up like 62 points in the first half, like to hold them to what 107 for the game.
Yep.
That's especially when they blew it out in the fourth quarter. So there's like a fair bit of garbage time. So
yeah.
That basically the Raptors won this game when they decided to play defense in the second half.
Yo, literally, the Raptors were like, "Oh, we care about this game now. It's over." By the way, not a single Wizard shot better than 50%. The only guy who hit 50% was Otto Porter, 6 for 12, but Oubre 5 of 14. Bryant 3 of 7, John Wall 5 of 13, Bradley Beal 7 of 16, Markieff 5 of 12. Who the hell is Okoro White? But okay, 0 for 1. Jeff Green 4 for 12. Austin Rivers 2 for 7. Satoransky 3 for 7. I mean,
shout out to Austin Rivers padding his stats with 2 threes in the final minute of the game.
I was gonna say, I don't even remember that. When did he hit 2 threes? He was so garbage for the entire game, man. I can't believe I picked this man for 6 man. I gotta really take that one back. That was an L. That was a big L at the score season previews. But all right, Raptors 3 stars. First star, I'm gonna give that to Kawhi, man. I mean, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, some important baskets in the third quarter. Just sharp all around. Only 30 minutes as well, plus 14. Can't go wrong with Kawhi. Who you got for second star?
Well, Kawhi is definitely top two, and he not two. Second star, I gotta give it to. I'm giving it to Fred VanVleet.
Okay, Fred.
Yo, Fred went off tonight, man. I loved it. Yep. Fred, basically, the biggest benefit with the bench unit, I think, is when Fred's shooting the three well and people actually have to guard him.
Yep.
It kind of opens up the entire game for that bench unit. So,
yeah,
like, Fred
is really the Lowry of the bench unit.
The bench unit was finally working. So I'm going to give it to Fred VanVleet.
Okay.
And then you can do the third star.
Man, there's a couple options you can go with here. I think Serge was really good, like I mentioned. Kyle was actually quietly very good as well. 15 points, 9 assists, you know, 4 of 9 shooting. You know, just easily outplaying John Wall as usual. But I'm going to go to OG, man. I mean, really happy to see him coming back from injury. Looked really sharp. And I just like seeing his progression as a scorer. Like, I feel like in the bench unit, he has more freedom to move around and not just stand in the corner and space the floor for, you know, Serge and JV and DeMar and Kyle and, like, you know, OG is really getting himself involved more. And I just like his instinct for cutting. He's a very, very instinctual cutter, and his finishing around the basket has gotten a lot better. So,
and that cutting is actually something that'll come useful if the Raptors really do want to start helping the like, one thing that made the bench work this game a lot better was that they gave Siakam some minutes with the bench.
Yep.
And clearly, and that's something that you can flip, where you can give Siakam more minutes with the bench units and give OG more minutes with the starting unit because OG's cutting works incredible with Kawhi.
Yep.
You saw that third quarter, they put them both out there. Instantly two buckets for OG off of Kawhi drives.
Yeah, there you go. And then the Gerald Henderson Award. Again, not a lot of players had great games for the Wizards, but I guess if I had to pick one, I'd probably go Satoransky. I felt like he was probably the guy where I'm like, you know what? He's actually making an effort out there, and he's making good plays. Although, having said that, the man had 9 points and 3 assists on minus 16 on the night. So, I don't know. Who you got?
Well, it sucks. It's hard. It's hard when you're the best point guard on your team and, like, you have to come off the bench, right?
That's what I'm saying, man. It's
like, he is the new Jose Calderon, basically.
Yo. Meanwhile, John Wall is regressing to a chubby TJ Ford.
But, yo, I gotta give one shout-out to Thomas Bryant because he really did. Like, Thomas Bryant's nobody.
Yeah,
and he really did outplay JV to start, like, in that first half. Like, he was working his butt off.
Was he on the Lakers?
And he was getting rebound after rebound.
Wasn't this man on the Lakers?
Yeah, he was, like, their, like, 56th or 58th pick or something like that.
He's better than Zubac or whatever else, man. Like, why? Why did you? I don't know, man.
I think Tom's the tank center at any day, boss.
All right. Well, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Let's give it to.
Yo, Kelly Oubre took 14 shots.
Kelly Oubre is not good at basketball, man.
Good Lord, Kelly. Yo.
Man.
But he's better than DeLon Wright. Remember that.
Yo, listen. Honestly, all it takes
him
for DeLon.
Him and Drake hang out in the same circles, man.
Yo, that was crazy. He was like, yeah, you know, A-listers like me and Drake. I'm like, what? Yo, please don't embarrass yourself, man. This is too much. Yeah, I mean, the Wizards suck. There's nothing else to say. Asad, thank you for helping me recap the pod, the game. You know, I anticipate more negative reviews as always, but
indubitably, my good fellow. Indubitably.
I just want you to be you, man. All right, buddy.
All right, good night, boss.
All right, peace. All right,
great
man.
Stuff. All right, enjoy soccer, right. B.
Thanks, man.
Easy.
Later.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
When people ask, Regina, do you like to compete? I say, bring it on. Those are the moments that drive you to achieve more. And when you win, you keep reaching higher. To me, that's what the Cadillac Escalade represents. It's always evolving in technology, in design, everything. Because success isn't the end. It's just the first step to what comes next.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.